Chapter 97. But it wasn't the end of the book, because 5 days later I saw 5 red cars in a row, which made it a super good day, and I knew that something special was going to happen. Nothing special happened at school, so I knew that something special was going to happen after school. And when I got home, I went down to the shop at the end of our road to buy some licorice laces and a Milky Bar with my pocket money. And when I'd bought my licorice laces and a Milky Bar, I turned round and saw Mrs. Alexander, the old lady from number 39, who was in the shop as well. She wasn't wearing jeans now. She was wearing a dress like a normal old lady. And she smelt of cooking. She said, "What happened to you the other day?" I asked, "Which day?" And she said, "I came out again and you'd gone. I had to eat all the biscuits myself." I said, "I went away." And she said, "I gathered that." I said, "I thought you might ring the police." And she said, "Why on earth would I do that?" And I said, "Because I was poking my nose into other people's business, and Father said I shouldn't investigate who killed Wellington, and a policeman gave me a caution, and if I get into trouble again, it will be a lot worse because of the caution." Then the Indian lady behind the counter said to Mrs. Alexander, "Can I help you?" And Mrs. Alexander said she'd like a pint of milk and a packet of Jaffa cakes, and I went out of the shop. When I was outside the shop, I saw that Mrs. Alexander's dachshund was sitting on the pavement. It was wearing a little coat made out of tartan material, which is Scottish and Czech. She had tied its lead to the drain pipe next to the door. I like dogs, so I bent down and I said hello to her dog, and it licked my hand. Its tongue was rough and wet, and it liked the smell on my trousers and started sniffing them. Then Mrs. Alexander came outside and said, "His name is Ivor." I didn't say anything. And Mrs. Alexander said, "You're very shy, aren't you, Christopher?" And I said, "I'm not allowed to talk to you." And she said, "Don't worry. I'm not going to tell the police, and I'm not going to tell your father, because there's nothing wrong with having a chat. Having a chat is just being friendly, isn't it?" I said, "I can't do chatting." Then she said, "Do you like computers?" And I said, "Yes, I like computers. I have a computer at home in my bedroom." And she said, "I know. I can see you sitting at your computer in your bedroom sometimes when I look across the street." Then she untied Ivor's lead from the drainpipe